Emmanuel Macron will be the next president of France. He won 65% of the vote, according to early results, defeating far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, who has called to congratulate her rival. It's a dramatic victory for Macron on his first run for office, and it comes after a tumultuous campaign that knocked all of France's establishment candidates out of the picture. NPR's Frank Langfitt is in Lille, which is in northern France. He was there gauging Le Pen supporter reaction. Frank, what has Macron been saying tonight?
Well, earlier this evening, Lakshmi, he went out and spoke with the press, and he said, "I know the divisions in our nation, which have led some to vote for the extremes." He said, "I know the anger, the anxiety, the doubts that very many of you have also expressed. It's my responsibility to hear them." So he wasn't, even though this is an extraordinary night in French politics, this was not a victorious tone. I think that it's very clear that Macron knows that he has a lot of work ahead, that France has a lot of big problems. Youth unemployment, 23%, a series of terrorist attacks over the last two or three years that really have rattled people here in France. So the tone, very measured and sort of, very thoughtful.
And he'd never held elected office before. He will be France's youngest leader since Napoleon. What are the obstacles before him, Frank?
Well, it's really interesting, Lakshmi. He's 39 years old, and he's just won this big victory, and he has to turn around and by next month try to get as many people of his supporters in the parliament here because he's going to have to govern. And again, as you point out, he actually didn't have a party. A year ago, he created what he called En Marche, a movement. And now because the Republicans and the Socialists here have been swept away by Macron, he has to go into Parliament and now govern. And that could be very challenging because he doesn't have legislative experience, and he's kind of going to be starting from scratch.
Now, you've been monitoring the Le Pen camp. This has certainly been a big defeat for her. Is she basically finished politically?
Well, people thought she would do better. They thought she might get up around 40%. We'll have to see what the final results look like. I was speaking with a political analyst tonight, and she sort of cautioned people who are counting Marine Le Pen out that it's important to remember so far she's done a lot better than her father did in 2002 when he ran in the second round for the presidential race. He got just 18% back then. The National Front was, this party, was a pariah here. Now she's polling a lot higher. She is a formidable political force in this country, and many people think that she is going to wait and see how Macron does and maybe run again in 5 years. She also, she conceded defeat tonight. She said she sort of sees herself as the main opposition to a Macron government. So it certainly doesn't sound like Le Pen thinks she's going anywhere.
Now, the last week included a big debate and a data dump of hacked material from the Macron campaign. Did either of those affect this race?
It's really interesting, Lakshmi. I went out yesterday, when after the data dump happened, and at least in central Paris, it was getting no traction. A lot of people hadn't heard of it. The government actually has a blackout period for media and also the campaigns, and had warned people not to disseminate it, and that seemed to work. The debate was fascinating because Le Pen is, she's a very good speaker. Many people felt really underperformed in the debate. People thought she was going to really clobber Macron. She hit him really hard in the beginning, but then he was pretty poised and had some good answers. People felt that she didn't seem as well prepared, didn't have answers, detailed policies for some of the big problems that the country faces. And most people, certainly the political analysts, the media, thought that she actually lost the debate.
A lot of focus on this race following the Trump victory in the United States and, of course, a United Kingdom vote last year to leave the European Union. Really quick, Frank, what do you think this means for right-wing populism?
Well, it's certainly a setback for now. But again, to go back to what Macron said earlier tonight, he realizes that the very things that have fueled right-wing populism here in Brexit Britain, which I covered mm-hmm. back in June last year, and certainly mm-hmm. President Trump's victory in the United States, none of those problems are going away. So it's up for Macron to address them mm-hmm. or face the voters again in 5 years and maybe an angry group of voters.
Okay, that's NPR's Frank Langfitt in Lille, which is in northern France. Thanks, Frank.
Happy to do it, Lakshmi.